Job chapter 4. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered, "If someone ventures to talk with you, will you be grieved? But who can withhold himself from speaking?" Well, quite often the friends and Job say this, "Well, I can't stop myself from speaking." Yes, we can control our tongue. We don't have to speak. But he says, "Well, I can't but speak." He says, "Behold, you've instructed many, you've strengthened the weak hands, your words have supported him who was falling, you have strengthened the feeble knees, but now it's come to you and you faint, it touches you and you are troubled. Isn't your piety, your confidence, isn't the integrity of your ways your hope?" He's implying that Job did not have integrity, but God has been very clear at the beginning of the book in saying that He considers that Job is of integrity, and we must not run as quickly as the friends do to assume that because something went wrong for somebody, God's kind of judging them, or they must have sinned. That's not the case. "Remember now," he says, "whoever perished being innocent, or where were the upright cut off?" Well, yes, the innocent do perish, and the great example of that is the Lord Jesus. And so it's simply not true to say that the good people, the righteous people, have a smart life, etc. That's not the case at all. He says, "According to what I have seen, those who plough iniquity and sow trouble reap the same. By the breath of God they perish, by the blast of his anger they are consumed." Well, he says, "According to what I have seen." Well, that's his experience of life, that wicked people suffer. When that is simply not the case. The wicked prosper, and often the righteous suffer. So when he says, "According to what I have seen," yes, this is just his opinion, but he's wrong. And we've got to be humble enough to recognize that our life experience is not to be the basis upon which we judge people, but we've got to be open to the direct wisdom and teaching of God. "Now a thing," he says, "was secretly brought to me, my ear received a whisper of it, in thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on men, fear came on me, and trembling, which made all my bones shake. Then a spirit passed before my face, the hair of my flesh stood up. It stood still, but I couldn't discern its appearance. A form was before my eyes, there was silence, and then I heard a voice." Well, he's describing in quite gripping detail this dream that he thinks he's had, or I'm sure he did have it, but he gives a lot of emphasis to sort of describing how the dream came upon him. And he says that this form that he saw said, "Shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his Maker? Behold, he puts no trust in his servants. He charges his messengers with folly. How much more those who dwell in houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, who are crushed before the moth. Between morning and evening they are destroyed. They perish forever without any regarding it. Isn't their tent cord plucked up within them? They die, and that without wisdom." Well, he says that this was a special revelation that he had, but I'm not so sure about that. It seems that this, again, is his own opinion. And he's sort of justifying it by saying that, "Oh yeah, and I kind of heard this in a dream as well." And he gives a lot of emphasis, as I said, to how the dream came about, etc. Now, there's only one source of truth about these things, and that is God's Word. Not vague dreams, not our own hunches and our own life experience. This is exactly why there's so many religious ideas in the world, whereas the truth is in God's Word, which is in the Bible.